Good afternoon, and welcome to today's installment of Energies of the Future. My name is Matt, and I will be your host for today, and I am happy to announce that we have quite the interesting discussion planned. Here with me is an expert from Kyocera Solar, Taha, and economist Pierrette to help me determine if solar energy is now cheap enough to be used by the average American family. Taha, Pierrette, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Matt.
Thanks for having us on.
So, Taha, what exactly is a solar panel, and can you give us a brief description on how it works?
Well, Matt, the actual working of a solar panel is pretty complicated, but I'll keep it short and concise. So basically what happens is that a solar cell is composed of two silicon sheets that are really close to each other. One of these silicon sheets is coated with phosphorus anion, and then the other one is coated with boron cation. So due to these differences, there is a generation of electric field in them. When these packets, the bundles of energy called photons from the sun, when they strike these sheets, electrical current is generated. And this current through these plates can directly be transmitted into wires, and that is how electricity is generated, and it can be directly used from there.
And exactly how much energy can a common solar panel produce?
Good question, Matt. Well, if you look at the global picture, the best rated solar panels are manufactured by us at Kyocera Solar. We use high-quality photovoltaic cells, and each cell can produce about 300 watts of electricity. After doing some quick math, this comes to around 2,600 kilowatt-hours of energy per year for a single solar panel.
Now let's compare that sum to the amount of energy an average American family uses in 1 year. Pierrette, I believe you have information on that topic?
Yes, I do. In 2014, the average American household used around 10,932 kilowatt hours over the course of the year.
Right. This means that the family will need to install a minimum of 5 solar panels, each about 65 inches to 52 inches in dimensions, which is the usual size, to meet all their electrical needs.
Now, I know that the cost of solar panels and their installation have decreased dramatically over the past few years, but aren't 5 solar panels still expensive for an average family?
At about $600 a panel, plus estimated labor and installation cost, the total cost to installing these 5 panels is about $15,750. Keep in mind that this cost includes converting the household from using the standard power grid to using energy produced by the solar panels.
And Taha, do these panels require an upkeep cost along with the initial investment?
Not really. Solar panels in general don't require much upkeep since there are no moving parts involved. But there is a cost of batteries that you have to change after every 2 years. But I believe that the batteries won't cost more than $400.
Now, Pierrette, when a family uses the standard power grid, how much money do they spend on energy?
Well, if the average family uses around 11,000 kilowatt hours per year at a cost of 12 cents per kilowatt hour, they spend approximately $1,312 on electric energy per year. So if solar panels have an initial investment of $15,750 and have an upkeep cost of $200 per year, and a family spends around $1,312 per year on fossil fuel electricity, then it would just take over 14 years for the family's investment in renewable energy to pay off. After then, they will start enjoying the benefits, spending less money while using solar energy. The good news is that this time could be even shorter because currently the U.S. government provides an estimate of 30% federal tax credits for the homeowners who use renewable energy resources, which means that they would pay less than the calculated cost.
So now, the final verdict. Using this data, is it feasible and cost-effective for an average family to convert to solar power?
Absolutely. The initial investment is high, but as long as the family does not plan on moving, solar energy can save them a lot of money. Additionally, solar panels currently may seem inefficient, as they only convert about 16% of the sun's energy into electricity, but this rate will rise to about 25%, and then eventually 50%. And in the end, it will be worth spending the extra cash.
I agree with Taha. Solar energy can be extremely beneficial to homeowners for many reasons. Besides saving them money in the long run, solar panels can also cut down on the negative side effects of fossil fuel energy, such as air pollution or even environmental damage.
And what about other nations besides America? Can solar energy be used to efficiently meet the needs of those who live in rural areas where grid electricity is simply too expensive?
Yes, definitely. According to one article from the Review of Policy Research, studies have shown that the use of solar energy to produce electricity is going to be a solution to the issue of people who can't afford to get electricity, mainly because of their financial situation or the type of neighborhood they live in. For instance, this article says that households below the poverty line in Tanzania adopt solar home systems. This is a solution because most of those people live in places where the grid extension is expensive and they can't afford it. And this shows how the adoption of the use of solar panels is so beneficial.
Well, that's a great result. Solar energy can save families money on electricity, as well as provide power to rural and isolated families. Well, Piret, Ta, thank you for joining me in this informative session of Energies of the Future. I hope you all join us for next time.